Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, 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 welcome here, beautiful. I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Oh, guys, it has been nuts. If you guys do not follow me on social media, my name's obviously Haley Lindberg on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's Haley _ Lindberg _. I do have an Instagram for the podcast, but I am more active, obviously, on my personal page. So, if you're following me on there or for friends, on there, I'm not sharing like everything about my life, but like you're kind of informed on what's going on. So, we have had COVID and just a bunch of behavioral issues with our son and, trying to buy a house and all kinds of things. So our life has been just nonstop. So, and on top of that, behind the scenes, I am in the process of, shifting things with the podcast and things like that. So I'm just doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff on top of homeschooling, on top of all the other things that I do. And I remember I've told you guys that like, this is a hobby for me. I don't put this before my family or, my other priorities. This is something that I fit in instead of I don't major on this and then fit my priorities in. It's the other way around, priorities and then fit this in. So I've missed it though. I'm excited. Praise the Lord. This is like a praise report. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with me. What the Lord's doing, in the Lindberg family. So we are in escrow for a house. So if you guys could be praying about that, that would be awesome. We're in the process of trying to get, better therapy set up for our son because the previous one that we had was just not working at all. So if you could be in prayer for that, that's about it. It's just life is being crazy. Prayer for, you know, time management, I guess. We all have the same 24 hours and I feel like I'm constantly tweaking how to be a better steward of my time. And I'm just excited to have a house because this house, I'm actually going to have a space for this, for podcasting and what's coming next down the road and down the pipe for this. So yeah, if you have a favorite episode or, something, yeah, favorite episode. Is that what I want to say? Yes, it is. Okay, moving on. Can you share it with a friend? I actually have quite a bit of listener counts, like how many times people have listened to a podcast, but I'm trying to see how many like consistent listeners I have. So anyway, that's how podcasts grow, is by word of mouth. So if you have been encouraged, spurred on, thought, oh my gosh, I've thought that and she just said it, like, that was encouraging, or, I totally disagree with this girl and she's crazy. Hey, check her out. Like, I don't know what any response you have, a friend, family member, share it, you know, just be like, hey, check this podcast out. What is coming down the pipe is I am going to be going a lot more theological with this podcast. And it's just going to be super fun. More theology, more apologetics. Like that is my passion. And, if I'm going to do this, I want to be passionate about it. So, and I feel like, I'm, I don't know how to word this without sounding horrible. I love being a homemaker, and that's what I do. That's not my identity. My identity is I'm a Christian, and as being a Christ follower, I am very passionate about the gospel, and I love, deconstructing bad ideas, bad theology, comparing religions and things like that. So, where the biblical gospel and the Bible are different and what they offer and all of that. So, that's just a little sneak peek of what's coming up the road. I am also in the works of setting up my co-host, which is going to be awesome, because doing a solo podcast, I have a really hard time because I love to conversate, and it just being me, like, I try to envision that I'm having coffee with you. But every single one of you are obviously very, very, unique in your personhood and who you are, and how I talk might not be, pretty, like, I always discern who I'm talking to and, like, how to, speak to them about something. So, it's just weird that, like, I've got, you know, however many listeners, 50 plus listeners global. I mean, like, I, on my Anchor app, I can check how many people, guys, I've like worldwide listeners. It's super cool. Obviously I can't discern all of you as an each one of you as an individual, but what I can do is envision that I'm having coffee with a really good friend. And so that's what I try to do. And I hope that comes across. If it doesn't, reach out and let me know. And if it does, reach out and let me know. But having a co-host, I'm so excited. I've been praying about it ever since the Lord put it on my heart to have a podcast, and it just never happened. So I just kept chugging along. I just kept, persevering and just doing it and, being obedient and just talking about whatever the Lord laid on my heart. And I'm just like, praise the Lord. I'm so excited for a co-host, and I'm excited to talk about, sorry, I had to get a drink. I'm excited to talk about, the things that, like, the meat of what really to me matters. And I'm just excited. So, like I said, praise the Lord with me. It's still a rough road, but things are coming along, and I am just excited to, I'm genuinely expectant of what is to come. Like, we have just, this has been a very dark season for our family, a very rough road, and, like, whenever you're, I don't know if you've ever been through this, but, like, you, not hypothetically, I don't know what word I want to use, but there, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You don't know how far it is, but you know it's there because you can see it. That's where I feel like we're at. It's like, we're still in this dark tunnel. We're still doing it, but there's light at the end, and like that's where I feel right now. So, that's it. That's going on in my life and with the podcast, and how you could be praying for me and our family, praying for the podcast. How can y'all pray for the podcast? Pray for, technological issues, I guess. 'Cause it's just me and my friend that are, doing all this by ourselves. So there's a lot of things that we don't comprehend technologically. So maybe like a supernatural, Holy Spirit given understanding, or tools and training to come along where we can learn these things. I'm doing a lot of, learning things on YouTube. And I did like a podcast, boot camp thing. So, I'm just trying to build my skills and really learn and implement so I can bring, valuable content to you guys. who was I watching? I think I was watching, was it Mike Winger? No, it was Alicia Childers. I was watching Alicia Childers. She was interviewing a man who struggled with same-sex attraction. He lived a homosexual lifestyle. And I guess he just wrote a book. Anyway, she was, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but it's on her channel. And she interviewed him live. And he was talking about, I think, yeah, this was the episode. They were talking about, like, creating Christian content without the fear of being, like, shut down or canceled or whatever. So, and I was just like, that's the constant theme that the Lord keeps, you know, telling me over the past, like, year and a half is, like, you need, like, we need more people producing Christian content. We need more Christian authors. Like, we need people, putting this stuff out into the marketplace, even if we get rejected. Like, that's part of preaching the gospel. That's just part of the Christian life. Like, people aren't going to like us. They're going to cancel us. They're going to dislike what we say. You know, the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing, but for the ones who are saved, it's the power of God. So just that boldness and that peace of, you know, be bold to do it. But have peace that, you know, okay, Lord, I'm creating this, use it how you will, to bring people to yourself, and, you know, just help me to be brave and to do this for you, you know, empower me to do it. That's mainly where I'm sitting at, you know, be wise as serpents and gentle as doves is my approach. So, stay tuned. This was just a little update episode, and I'm so excited to bring stuff to you. Like I said, go follow me on socials. Me and my co-host are going to go live soon. We might even do a little update, episode for the listeners, for y'all to, just get to know me and her and how we met and how we became friends and why we're gonna, pursue this journey together. So thank you guys. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review, go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.